Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Philemon, chapter 1 and verse 6. It says, I pray that the faith you share will make you understand every blessing we have in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Other translation says, I pray that your partnership in the faith may become effective as you fully acknowledge every good thing that is ours in Jesus Christ. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are struggling with self-worth, now listen to this very carefully. If you're struggling with self-worth, the answer is knowing what you have and who you are in Christ. Apostle Paul beautifully writes, I pray that you understand every blessing we have in Christ. So I'll give you some practical steps that you can, you know, take to increase your sense of confidence and self-worth. Number one, don't ever speak negatively about yourself. Instead of focusing on your weaknesses and flaws, start acknowledging and verbalizing every good thing you have in Christ Jesus. Apostle Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, he says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him. He has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature. Hallelujah. Secondly, avoid comparing yourself to others. You know, one day Peter pointed to John and asked Jesus in John chapter 21, verse 21, Lord, what about him? And Jesus corrected him by saying, what is it that you? You must follow me, in verse 22, right? So instead of comparing yourself with others, work on being conformed to the character qualities of Christ. Thirdly, let God determine your worth. As his redeemed child, my dear brothers and sisters, God sees you clothed in righteousness of Christ. Therefore, you are always loved and always accepted by him. You can read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. Fourthly, keep your flaws in perspective. It's okay to see where you need to improve, but make sure you appreciate your progress. Amen. Fifthly and lastly, discover the true source of confidence. If you place your confidence in God, you cannot help but have a healthy attitude. So, the word to you today is, do your best and leave the results to God. Amen. Do your best and leave the results to your Savior. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We love you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you and we exalt you. We thank you that, Father, give us the grace. Lord, you teach us every day. Lord, your word is, oh Father, deep. The more deeper we dive, the greater pearls we derive and we come out with. And we want to say thank you for the wisdom of your word that you give us, for the teaching of your word that you give us. Lord, I pray, help us to live by your word. Help us, O God, to sharpen our image in Christ. Help us to be defined in your character. That's what I pray, Master God. today, O Father God, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, I speak your blessings upon them. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord, I also pray for the ones who may be struggling in their health conditions. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies because healing is the bread of the believers. And Father, I thank you that even before Jesus, you died on the cross of Calvary. Oh, Father, shed your blood on the cross for our sins. You were beaten 39 times for our sicknesses. And your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And therefore, Lord, we give you the praise for the healing in the house of God, for the wholeness in the house of God, for, Lord, robust health and strength that you grant unto your people, for longevity, O Father, and vigor and vitality that you grant unto your people. We say thank you, we bless you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend ahead. Remember to go to church this Sunday and worship your Savior together with the saints. God bless you. And bye for now.